It's good to be here this morning. And those that's watching via Marco Polo, we've got several people tuned out there. Sometimes they watch it live. Sometimes they watch it a day later this evening or maybe in the middle of the week coming up. But we appreciate you all too. And we know that God's word is food for the soul. It's nourishment. It's direction. It's strength. Ain't you glad that there's life? Look at this right here. There's life in this. I get in this every day. There's life in this right here. It flows. There's encouragement, Brother Jason, right here.
Right there.
It is manna. It's heaven's manna. There's a stream. Ain't you glad of that? There's a fountain found in the pages of this blessed Bible, this good book.
Yes, there is.
If you have your Bibles, the sword of the Spirit, the bread of life, won't you open it up this morning to Galatians 6. Turn with me to Galatians 6 and verse 7. While you're going there, I'll give you the title to this. God's divine law of sowing and reaping. God's divine law of sowing and reaping. Now you must know that God has physical laws. He has moral laws. And he has spiritual laws. And I want to deal this morning with God's ordained, listen, unchanging, unaltering law of sowing and reaping. It is an eternal, absolute law that is accurate and true. It will never change. You can't change it. And it will never fail. Now, if I had a calculator up here, a big old calculator, and it was a big one, rest assured, God knows everything that goes on.
Oh, yeah.
God's calculator is accurate. If I had one that was man-made, it's accurate. Here, if I wanted to put 2 plus 2 into that calculator, and I've done it 1,000 times a day, 2 plus 2, and I push the equal on it, you know what it comes up to be? 4. It will never change. If I could put 50 plus 50 in it, it'll be 100. It will never change. It'll be accurate every time that I push the equal on it. And God's word that he's got established forever settled in heaven, it can never be altered. It can never be changed. It is true. It is absolute. And we must go by God's eternal laws of sowing and reaping.
Yes.
We answer to him.
Amen.
For our scripture reading now, let's look at Galatians 6, 7. Be not deceived. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let any preacher deceive you. Anybody on the radio deceive you. Don't deceive yourselves. God is not mocked. The Greek word for mock means to turn up the nose to God. To mock his word and his law. It's not to believe. You snub your nose up. I don't really believe it's that accurate and that strict and that serious. Oh, they don't take God's word and his warning. They don't take it serious. They go their own selfish way. They ignore the Bible. For whatsoever a man soweth, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, to God's Holy Spirit, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. God is saying, if you sow to the evil flesh nature, look out, you will reap trouble. Thank God I'd rather to have life than I would corruption. Thank God I gave my life to God a long time ago. And I'm reaping the blessings this morning. Why do you feel like you feel, preacher man and teacher? I'll tell you exactly why I feel so good in my soul. Because I'm reaping God's favor. I'm reaping his blessings. I feel his spirit. I've got his touch. Thank God I left sin behind in the world a long time ago. I was reaping nothing but misery and sorrow. Didn't want to live. Almost committed suicide. The devil tried to destroy 20. But thank God I crossed over. Hallelujah. I gave my heart to the Lord. Raise your hand and praise Him. I'm a reaping His blessing this morning.
Yes.
I'd rather have life. I'd rather have joy and hope and peace than anything this world could ever offer you. Glory
to God.
Yes. I want us to look this morning. We're going to go somewhere. I want us to look at this eternal law for a moment. Our material universe operates on physical laws that are absolute. Think about it. You might say, how sure is God's word, Brother Tommy? The worlds were framed by the word of God. Everything in the physical realm is held together by His eternal word that's unchanging. And when you alter that, change that, or go against it, you will wreck everything and bring it all to ruin. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to stay right here in the pages of your word. Help me to walk in the spirit, and I won't have to fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh will get you in trouble, but the spirit is life. Hallelujah. It's your keeping power. He'll preserve you. God's law will preserve you if you keep it. I'm stirred this morning. I want God more than anything in this world. I want to be kept by His grace.
Yes, by His grace.
Oh, God.
Listen now. We get a picture of this physical law just for a moment before we go into the moral law. We get a picture of this when we look at the heavens. How many's ever looked up into the heavens?
Oh, yeah.
And behold, at night time, Sister Carolyn will look up and it pitch dark. And you see the brightest stars just speckled the sky. And you see the twinkle of the stars. Who put them there? Who gave the planets their circuits in the heavens and put the rotation in them? In the Milky Way galaxy in which we live, a great big universe. Who hung the stars in the middle of it? Who put the sun ball there to give us light by day and hung the moon there to give us light by night? God did. God's got a physical law that it's never failed. Ain't you glad of that?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry and go and fret this even when the sun sets over the hill and it disappears. It'll rise in the morning. It's coming back up because of the law that God's decreed. We're going to go somewhere. Hallelujah. Listen now. Apollo 8. The Apollo 8 was the first manned space mission that orbited the moon in 1968. It was a massive achievement. The moon is 240-some thousand miles from the Earth. Lord have mercy. How'd you do that, you guys? Genius minds had to sit down at a table and calculate the precise speed and the trajectory of that spacecraft to the minute second. Lord have mercy. Smart, intelligent men of science knew the whole universe operates on fixed laws that God made. Nothing is ever random. It is precise to just guess at it and to hope to hit their target would be foolish. They accurately figured the speed of the moon. The moon travels through space at 2,300 miles an hour, circling our Earth 240,000 miles out. Boy, ain't this something. Y'all didn't know he's coming for a science class. But hang on for a minute. It would take that spacecraft to break the gravitational pull of Earth to go 25,000 miles an hour at the right angle, because the moons are traveling, at the right angle and precise time to the second to hit their target and make it safely to the moon. If they were not accurate and missed their calculation, they would be flung out into the blackness of space, lost forever. Oh, God. I'll tell you what, if you miss the Lord, you've missed it, my friend.
You missed it.
You missed your trajectory. You will miss heaven. Listen, God's laws of physics don't bend. You can't bend them. And you can't bend this right here either.
Right.
You'll never bend it. You can't get around it.
Right.
They don't bend. You can't alter it. You to mess with it, you can go against it, you invite yourself disaster. If these natural laws are that accurate, then how much more God's moral law, the Lord's moral law in the spirit realm, is equally fixed and it's absolute. To think and to do otherwise is to contradict our Creator and to invite disaster in our life. You only have one chance of getting to heaven. Only one way there. One route. And if you don't sit down and read God's laws and kneel down and pray and get it right, you'll miss heaven. Raise your head and say, "Help me, Lord, to get it right. I can't afford to miss heaven." Jesus, God help us this morning. I want my trajectory and my attitude to be right. We must aim right and give it all that we got to break away from all of this world's influence, or we will miss heaven and we will miss our goal. Whether you know it, the only thing is separating you between you and your goal of heaven is the flesh nature out of this body of clay that you live in. And sad to say, people are so selfish, they put everything before God and self before God, and they leave the Lord out and they put him on the back burner. I gotta get it right. I gotta serve the Lord with all of my heart. I've got to break through this flesh veil. I've got to break the gravitational pull. I've got to make it. Raise your hand and praise him. Your every enemy, every morning that you wake up is your flesh. It's your carnal propensities within you that is a holding people down.
Yes.
Oh God, let the Holy Ghost be stronger than this flesh. Let my heart, God, be stronger than the body that I live in. Hallelujah. Let me put God first.
Right, right.
Holy Lord, holy Lord. God's moral laws are accurate. And they must be obeyed.
Right.
Amen.
When God deals and when he directs you and he speaks to you, there ain't no fingerprint like God. I've had him my many times, the Holy Ghost in me, and I've had God to lay his fingerprint right upon my soul and touch my heart. I'm going to tell you, friend, unless God directs you and helps you and speak to you, and when he does, we must obey that voice. If he shows you something lacking in your life, listen, if he deals about something in your life you need to do, you need to correct, you need to do better, I've had God to lay his fingerprint right on my soul. Son, do you mean to make heaven your home? How's your heart? He's laid his fingerprint upon my heart. He's pointed things out in my life. Listen, every one of us has got a fuel gauge inside of our soul. We know. When our desire ain't like it used to be, when the oil is leaking out, come on, when that oil level, when I go to that lamp and I look at that lamp and that wick inside, the fire is a blazing from the very wick. That wick goes down into that bath of oil. It soaks up that oil. That's the only way that wick can light your house. That lantern, it has to have oil. Listen to me. you know, God's given you enough common sense in the natural to know when you look at your fuel gauge and it gets down about a quarter of a tank, and especially when it gets down about an eighth of a tank and it's hitting into the red, you better be finding a place to pull in and get some fuel. You better be pulling in and putting some fuel into your car, because if you don't, you'll be stranded. You'll be left on the side of the road. Raise your little hand. Every one of us has got a gauge on the inside. And how long has it been since you got on your knees and prayed and say, Lord, search my heart and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I don't want to miss it, Lord. I've got to have my attitude and my trajectory right. It's got to be right. Hey, Lord, how many times... you know, if you've ever been around an oil lamp and everything, there's times that you got to trim that wick. If you don't trim that wick, see, when the fire is blazing on the end of the wick, after a while it becomes charred and black. You got to get a pair of scissors and trim that dark edge and that black and that crust off of it.
Yes.
And if you don't, the flame, it won't burn bright. It'll smoke. It'll smoke up the glass. It'll be dirty and black. I don't want a black glass. I want my glass to be clear. Come on. There's times that's a picture of sanctification. There's times that we cannot burn accurately and bright like we used to. We picked up things and we've lost our desire. And the oil is a getting low, and we need God to come down and trim these things out of our life. Give him a praise this morning.
Oh,
Jesus. Holy Lord, I got a bird, I got a bird, I got a bird. I got a bird, Lord, let me burn, don't let me burn that, don't let my oil go out. Come on now, sanctify me, Jesus, and keep me pure in my heart. God will deal with you. He'll put his fingerprint upon you and show you your shortcomings, show you your like a desical efforts and desires ain't like it used to be.
Amen.
God's laws are accurate. They must be obeyed. When God deals and when he directs you, we must line up. We can't alter from it. Don't ever forget, the law of sowing and reaping is just as much a law of the soul as it is a law of the soil. We cannot escape the moral and the spiritual consequences of our behavior. It's forever sure.
Forever.
Right.
We reap what we sow.
Right.
Oh, God. What you plant in the soil will surely come out. It'll come out in your attitude. It'll come out in your nature. The very nature locked in that seed will come forth and produce what's in the heart of that seed.
Yes.
Oh God, oh God. In gardening and farming, you sow a seed, you get back the life that's in that seed, whether it's good or bad. You'll get it back.
Yeah.
You'll get it back. Help me sow right, Lord.
Yeah.
Help me sow new right. Hallelujah. God's unchangeable law. Oh, how powerful and accurate in the natural realm. Wheat seeds. While excavating, archaeologists found wheat seeds in a sealed vessel, 5,000-year-old seed. They went and planted it in the ground, and guess what? 5,000 years old. How old is this morning God's given? That seed did not forget that it was wheat seed.
Whoa.
It did not lose its life and strength that God put in its heart. It came up, and the archaeologist said it brought a harvest 5,000 years old. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Come on.
I want a harvest. I want some fruits. I want some good works. Sister Dottie, I want some praises. I want some songs to sing. I want some lessons to teach you all. I want to obey God's calling. I want to do what He put in my heart and called me to do a long time ago, because I want to harvest. Praise Him. Can you praise Him this morning? I want success. I want to prosper. I want to prosper. John the Beloved said, "Dearly beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Everything is based upon your soul, your spiritual life. Everything that good comes your way, the blessings of God, will because you're prospering in your soul. Hallelujah. The law of the soul. When you go and sow corn seed in the ground of the soil, that's what will come up. Mm-hmm. Bean seeds will bring forth the harvest of beans. Won't they, Brother Jason?
Yeah.
Even Logan Giants. I love them things.
Yes.
Yeah.
My goodness. Honest, you all see how blessed we are this morning.
Yes.
What God has put in our life to enjoy down here. And we, a lot of times, we look right over top of it, how you have blessed and taken care of us, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God. It's the same in the soul of a man. What you sow inside of you, that's what will come forth. You become what you take in.
Right.
In your mind, in your heart, and in your life. You become that. You're sowing these things inside of you. When the wrong things of this world and its sin is sowing in your life, that's what you will produce. There will be a harvest. You will always reap what you sow.
Yes.
How many's ever heard of D.L. Moody? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Dwight L. Moody. He preached back in the 1800s, I think, wasn't it, Brother Jason? I didn't write this down. 1800s, early 1900s, somewhere in there. 1800s. D.L. Moody, the famous anointed preacher, was in a certain city preaching, Lord, on the value of the Word of God in a person's life. Man, he's a purchase of preaching it. God's anointing. Suddenly, he was interrupted by a loud voice of a man who stood up in the audience. "Mr. Moody, I don't believe a single word in that collection of old wives' tales that you call your Bible." Brother Moody looked at him. "Listen, my dear man," replied Mr. Moody, not even knowing who this man was, said directly to him, "There is one verse in the Bible that you're forced to believe, sir. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If a man sows wheat, he does not reap potatoes or peanuts. Take the saloon keeper, for example. He sows drunkards, and he will reap drunkards." The man immediately sat down as the audience broke into loud applause. Mr. Moody did not even know this man, but the audience did. He was a notorious longtime atheist and a saloon keeper, and every one of his children, both sons and daughters, was drunkards.
Wow.
I'm glad I've got a heritage. My mom and my dad sowed the seed in me a long time ago.
Yes.
That's one thing I don't regret. I went astray for 20 long years. But I came to my knowledge that I needed help. I didn't want to die and go to hell. And I saw my need for a Savior. I saw the drugs, the alcohol, the bars, the rock music. I was tired of it all. I was a soul in destruction down in my soul. And I was a miserable, so miserable I didn't want to live. But thank God that seed that mom and dad I sold in my soul and in my heart a long time ago. It brought old time Holy Ghost conviction. Hallelujah, God, hold of my life. I give him a praise offering. The seed of the word of God, it still has power to save and to deliver. Hallelujah.
Yes.